City workers used heavy machinery to remove trash and other items from a houseless encampment that has occupied the sidewalk on 6th Street between Brush and Castro for nearly 4 years. Residents scrambled to move their belongings from the street to the vacant lot which sits behind it. They hurried to make sure their tents, furniture, and other belongings weren't swept up into a garbage truck.
Well, the city, you know, came and did their thing.
Yeah.
It's probably like the 35th time I've had to move since 2014.
Yep.
And it sucks, you know?
This is Ray. I met him laying down sheets of plywood to create a makeshift ramp across the gravel to move a cart of his possessions into the vacant lot. He gestured to the pile of trash the city workers were shoveling into a garbage truck.
And these guys from one of these trucking yards here, they pay this other one guy to come and dump trash on the corner 3 times a week, so it just makes us look bad, and even us making that huge mess on the corner.
This is something I heard from several residents at the encampment, who said that people and local businesses from other parts of Oakland would come here to dump their trash, which leads to complaints from community members and unwanted attention from the city, which then leads to evictions. Luckily for the evicted residents, the vacant lot behind the street is privately owned, and the owner has agreed to allow folks to live there, at least for now.
They evicted us. They said you can't live on the street here anymore, so we're moving into this parking lot.
Seppi is another resident of the encampment. He lives in his RV, which has been parked on the street for the past year. But it doesn't run. Now, he has to figure out how to get it inside the lot.
Hey, does he want to pull me up this way and then come back?
Another man with a truck has offered to help tow Seppi's RV into the lot.
Like forward, and then come get me that way?
They tie up some makeshift tow straps and give it a try.
Whoa.
Oh. They snap.
Another houseless resident and a local volunteer climb under the RV, untie the broken straps, and try again. This time, using an old fire hose as a tow strap.
Are they strong, these fire hoses?
Oh, hell yeah.
30 minutes later, with the help of about 5 different people, Seppi has successfully relocated his house on wheels. I ask how he's feeling about the whole process.
You know, I didn't even know I was moving into this lot until an hour ago. How would you like to pack everything up that you own and move it every few months?
It's horrible.
I'm literally moving 20 feet. Give me a house. Give me a place to live. Give me a place to park this for real.
Vincent Williams is one of the guys who helped Seppi tie the straps onto his RV. He is a volunteer with Urban Compassion Project. He agrees that the main cause of the closure was illegal dumping that the residents were not involved with.
I think it's really important for people to know that, like, none of this trash is coming from these people. Either a community member complains to the city of Oakland, or somebody drives by and says this is getting way too out of hand, and then it gets put on the calendar for closure. I mean, it's just an ongoing cycle that we see. It's grateful in this area, nobody was particularly displaced. They only had to go 15 or 100 feet or 100 yards inside the fence. Like, we see human beings being herded like cattle out here. If we're not going to give people housing and other resources that they actually need, we got to stop moving people around like they're animals.
Katie O'Brien was another volunteer helping the residents coordinate the move. She works with West Oakland Punks with Lunch, a harm reduction organization. She said there were about 20 people living along that stretch of sidewalk before the city closed it down.
It destabilizes their community. This functions as a community. Like, people bring in resources, they share them with each other. So to break up what's essentially functioning as a family unit seems totally counterproductive. If no press came out here, then this is just everybody's lives washed away for the last however many years, and all their possessions and people's whole lives without anybody even noticing. And it's already like a really hard life to lead, and I wouldn't want it to go unnoticed.
For now, residents feel somewhat secure living in the lot behind 6th Street, although it's unclear how long the owner will allow them to stay. But for the thousands of other houseless residents in the more than 140 encampments spread out across Oakland, the fear that the city will come and sweep away their homes and disrupt their lives is an anxiety they live with every day. Reporting from Brush Street for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.